What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 26 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So if you're into the hobby enough to be listening to podcasts, you have seen Guardians of the Galaxy, right? And we've seen images. We've seen some handheld cell phone videos at IAPA, the trade show down in Florida. Then the game actually made an appearance at Free Play Florida. And then yesterday we had the Deadflip stream, which if you haven't seen that, you should check it out. And so we've seen a lot of Guardians, and what's kind of interesting is I've actually never seen Guardians, neither the first nor the second movie. So when I first heard about the game, I was like, okay, I'm familiar with it. It's not like I don't know what Guardians is, but I've not seen the movies. So when I heard it was coming out, and I was like, okay, cool. I know the characters a little bit. I don't even know half their names. I saw a live show up in Phoenix. It was a Marvel something or other. We took the kids to, and it was really cool. And so anyways, like that's about as much as I know about Guardians. So anyways, I'm looking at this, and so I don't really have any like nostalgic strings attached to the theme. It's like, oh, this was a great movie, like I whatever. So I'm just looking at it, and I'm judging the game based on what I see and what I can assess and evaluate. So the first thing that everybody noticed was the art. It looks really good. It's very colorful, and it's kind of weird because it's got a lot of the color palettes that a lot of people complain about. You know, when people take an LED their machines these colors, people are like, oh, well, that looks terrible. However, it works with this theme. So yeah, the art looks really good, and just kind of looking at the playfield. So the layout is. In my mind, it is basically the all-star offerings of John Borg. You know, like he's taken the best features from some of his other games and has kind of changed a little bit and combined things. And it's like this game doesn't give tons of new stuff when it comes to creativity or whatever in the layout. However, the arrangement and the quality of these shots and what these shots give you, I think, has a lot of potential. So that's one thing I'm really happy about. What I'm also really curious about is what's his next game going to look like? I mean, when you kind of have taken the best of Metallica and Aerosmith and Kiss, and you know, you can probably pluck a few others. X-Men as well. And have kind of put those on a game, and it's like, all right, so now what do you do next? But you know, we'll look at that down the road, because that's almost irrelevant at this point. So the only new type of shot that I really could tell was that orb multi-ball lock shot type thing, but we've seen that before. We saw that in Star Trek, and the difference being that in Star Trek, that's almost at the top dead center of the playfield. And if you play it on route and it's leaning to one side, it will kill you like every time. And we had a Star Trek on route. Well, we have a Star Trek on route, but that one was leaning slightly. And so it was very frustrating to play. But since this one's off to the side, and I notice every time the drop target dropped and the ball released, it would bounce off this rubber and it would kind of deflect well far off the straight down the middle drain. So that's kind of good. So, but the first thing everybody notices is Groot, right? So, and what I thought was really funny is that everybody's looking at it going, oh, that's Sparky. And the first thing I thought of when I saw that, the first promo video that was like a minute and 6 seconds or something like that, and it just opens and the balls all come out at once, I'm like, that looks a lot like Magneto from X-Men. You know, I understand the concept of how you're going to bash Sparky and you know, get your build up your whatever value, because you're not actually virtually locking anything either. So, but what I thought of was, at first I thought of Magneto, you know, because the first time you lock it, it's straight up the middle, and or one of the potential locks is straight up the middle. And it's just like, that's how I see this going on, you know. But I understand it's a combination of a few different inspirations. You know, you definitely have Sparky in the bashing, but watching the gameplay, it seemed like it was an alternate of you hit the mouth and it opens, and then you hit it to lock a ball, and then it comes back up again, and then it plunges a new ball, and then you just keep repeating that until you're ready to go for multi-ball. So even in that case, that's not really Sparky. All I'm really seeing is the location and, oh my goodness, how huge that target is. Like, when you, there's a video out there and it's from the kind of the flipper perspective, and you look at it and you're just like, holy crap, when a ball goes up there, it's like a ball and a half width. Like, you can't seem to miss that shot. So, but anyways, I mean, there's, you've got Gene's head is kind of some inspiration because that actually does physically lock the balls, you know, and you've got, shoot, I even see a little bit of Magneto in there. Like, John Borg's been doing this for a lock for a while. Although Magneto in Transformers, that one, or I'm sorry, not Megatron, not Magneto. Megatron, he actually is a physical ball lock, but he only shoots one out at a time. So, you know, there's different variances, but all in all, I think it's a very familiar lock, with the exception of Transformers, at least at the location we've played at in the past. They all seem to be fairly reliable. So, you know, and this one, I don't know how it locks. I'm always kind of curious how these mechanisms work. So I'd like to see how it actually locks a ball and then allows you to lock a second one and a third one and a fourth one without spilling out the previous ones. You know, that's kind of interesting. So we'll see how that goes. So the dead flip stream. So let's see. Today is November 21st, 2017, and the dead flip stream was yesterday. And people on the forum got their games today. So this has been, you know, I understand they revealed it a while ago, but typically there tends to be a little bit of a delay between when there's actual like streaming coverage and then when games start to ship. This one was really close together, you know, so people are basically getting shipped games that have an older version of code than what they were shown yesterday, because this code was put on specifically for this stream. People are opening their boxes and they're turning on the games, and it is 0.65. So if you're keeping score, this is the third of the last four machines released at less than 1.0 code, which I understand that's an arbitrary number, and you know, you can stick on whatever number you want, but it tends to go along as like your point whatever is kind of your percentaging of how close to complete they think it is, you know? Like, Batman just got, I think, 0.81. It got 0.80, and then they did 0.81 as, like, a bug fix to that really quickly. So, and Aerosmith, I think, came out with either 1.0 or 1.01, and that's the only one that's been, you know, at 1.0 or higher in the last year, I think. So, and then Batman 66, Aerosmith, and then, you know, whatever else. But, so yeah, that's, oh, I think, what did Batman come out at? 0.64? Like, really, that's kind of low, you know? And I understand maybe there were some timing issues or whatever, but still, this is one of those things where, in my opinion, we are teetering on a very dangerous position as far as Stern is concerned, because that's just not a, it's not, I don't think it's acceptable. I just think it's unacceptable. Like, I understand it's going to get there, and because of the fact that it's not a super complicated game with the way the rule set's going to go, because it seems like a combination of a few of John Borg's games, you know, so it's, this one is not going to be the most deep game. And so with that, it's probably going to accelerate to 1.0 pretty quickly, but still, I mean, even if it's done in like 2 weeks or 4 weeks, maybe, okay, fine. You know, you're kind of pushing it. Cause I got to tell you, those guys that opened their boxes today, they're kind of bummed, you know, they're really kind of bummed about that. But if it's done in 2, 3, 4 weeks, which it's not going to be, but if it is, you know, that's, I guess that's okay. You know, you got to start shipping, you got to start building. You can't just say, okay, nothing's available for 4 weeks, and then at the fourth week, it's like, oh, hey, code's done, and oh, by the way, here's 10,000 units. You know, it just doesn't work that way. You've got to make games, you got to put them in boxes, you got to put those boxes somewhere, right? So, anyways, hopefully it progresses quickly. We're going to find out. You know, that's still, this is, I don't really like that. And one of the big things that I noticed in the dead flip stream was audio. So, you know, there's all this thing about, oh, no licensed songs. And then they came out with two licensed songs, and it's, you know, we'll see how that gets implemented. Because guess what? You might hate those two songs after a while. But if they're only sprinkled in there, it might be one of those things where it's like, oh, hey, there's a licensed song. I'm in something that's kind of special right now, as opposed to just the common kind of soundtrack that's going on throughout the whole game. So one portion of the audio that is completely missing is all the callouts. And since we now have an LCD screen, they're playing clips from the movie, but those are also lacking all of the audio. That's like, that's, again, I understand that's going to come hand in hand with the updates of the code, because that's the reason why the code is at the level it is. It's not about, oh, the wizard mode is not programmed in. It's like, no, I bet before we get to 0.75, all the audio is in there that you're going to see within a reasonable game time. So anyways, that's one of those things where it's just like, we're being dangerous here. You know, I understand you can update the code. I understand that. But you're still shipping product, and it's not a very good representation of what you think that final product is going to be. So either way, glad I'm not having to balance that. So there was a YouTube video from IOPA, and it was that flipper level perspective where I was just like, holy crap, Groot, you know, it was a huge shot. And some of the other shots are like, the ramps were kind of rejecting a little bit. But at the same time, he would do a full plunge, let it dead bounce off the left flipper, and then backhand it up to the right ramp. And I think that was counting as like a super skill shot or something that was intended to be a one-timer off the left flipper. But instead, he just let it dead bounce over to the right and backhanded it more than once. And I was impressed. Like, that was pretty cool. That was pretty clever. That was fun. So let's see. So there are a few things gameplay-wise that I saw in that video, and a lot of it was good. I really like the way the shots went. I like a lot of the things that I was seeing. One of the things I didn't really like was the drop target. So we're just going to call it the Vengeance. No, we shouldn't do that. That's a bad habit. So the orb shot, that drop target, it was getting captured by the drop target, and then when it would release and bounce off, the magnet would catch it and kind of play with it, and twice in a 30-minute video, I saw it put it right into the out lane. No nudging, no, like, there was nothing that was going to save this ball. It basically just shot it right down there. And so I was just, that was one of those things where it's like, man, that kind of sucks, you know? You got hosed by the magnet, and it's, I don't think that's supposed to be the way it's going. So anyway, so we'll see if that gets tweaked, or I don't know. We'll see if maybe there's a slight ball save, like when it kicks out the right scoop on Ghostbusters. They added that in and things like that. So, because I don't think that's really fair. You know, like, if this is modern pinball, you know, I understand an EM you can drain even if you make your shot. But it's like, you know what? These games have ball save, and let's be a little bit strategic about that. Anyways, so the way that the lane guides are done, these are not your typical stern plastic lane guides that go, which by typical, I mean they go a certain length. And it looks like these go a little lower, and I was seeing a lot of roll-up drains, and I do this a lot on, well, I do it a lot on Diner, but I do it also fairly often on Iron Man, and that's where you either hold the flipper up and let it kind of roll up the flipper, and then it goes up the in lane, or you just try to catch it, and you fail, and it rolls up the same way, but it almost, without fail, it'll just, like, somehow magically go left as well, even though it's not running into anything that would deflect it. Like, it just goes up, and it is riding on that rubber ring or something, I don't know. And it just goes up and over out into the out lane. And it's like, well, all right, note to self, that'll happen on this game, so pay attention and don't be dumb. So, yeah, and I saw it mostly out of the left side. I don't even remember it happening out the right. It might have been two or three out the left, and maybe one out the right side. Again, 30-minute video. So that's basically the frame of reference for everything that I was kind of nitpicking was on this one video. So the game scoring seems pretty balanced already. I think there was a, maybe you can build up the ramps a little bit, because after the player found the ramps, there was like a million point shot, and a lot of this was coming off the reflection of the glass, because I couldn't really see, because the way the camera was focused and oriented, you could either see the play field and the reflection off the glass, or you can see a little bit of the display and not the flippers. Like, you would see up to the maybe the midpoints of the slingshot. So that was you know, you kind of had to compromise there, and they did not show the screen reflection a lot of the time. So, but again, last night with Deadflip, I did watch, and even in the very first game, maybe it's because they were wearing the masks and they couldn't see, but, you know, after ball one, players one and two had less than a million points, and player three had just done a group multi-ball and had like 20-some-odd million. You know, they were, I think the jackpots, they were going up either 100 or 200K every time, and then they cashed in a super for 8 million. So that might be a little heavy, but, you know, I guess we'll see and see how the modes flesh out and see if there's good points in those modes as well. So, but yeah, there on the 904 pinball stream, or on the 904 pinball video on YouTube, I did see a 1 million point ramp shot, but I didn't know what was going on at the time because you couldn't really see, like, you couldn't pick out any of the details on the display to see what's going on. So, we'll see. I mean, whatever. Points are going to come. I mean, that's just the way games go. But it looks, overall, it looks pretty balanced. I have to look at Groot, see if he's a little too strong, but, you know, metaphors or whatever. So, another interesting thing that I saw in the 904 video was there was only ever a three-ball multi-ball. And in the promo video, it showed Groot spitting out four balls. And there's four green little green inserts that say 1, 2, 3, 4. And so I'm wondering if you can kind of like Mustang or Aerosmith hold off on doing a multi-ball if it's a three-ball. And if you want to hold off, you can do that and then cash in a four-ball. I don't know that I noticed that with anything else, but just between those two videos, I did notice a difference. And so... you know, I'm assuming since every stern comes with an action button now that there's going to be multi-balls that you can decide not to do and, you know, whatever. So all in all, I really think this game has a huge amount of potential. I think, you know, John Borg is pretty well liked. I mean, there is a little bit of a cookie cutter reputation as reusing some shots or a lot of shots, but you know what? A lot of designers kind of have a comfort zone and they kind of tend to stick with it now. You know, they've kind of found what works best for them and they kind of stay there. And you know what? If that's the way it's going to be, then, you know, you got to judge every game as it comes out. But I like the way this is laid out. I like the art. I like the way the music is going. Hopefully I don't hate those two songs after playing the game 10 times, but we'll see. The callouts, I hope it's just a matter of time before those come in, and you know, then we'll kind of see it from there. Let's see, Tilt's getting a game, and they're having a launch party here December 17th, so a little over a month away. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it to that. However, I'm gonna try to swing up and at least play it, because otherwise, I don't know the next time I'll be able to play it, because you know, I don't know. TPF, is that the next time I'm going to be able to play it? Potentially. So we'll see. But yeah, really excited about the way things are shaping up. I'm expecting to see a lot of these things in the wild. And I'm expecting this to be a pretty popular game. It's got a great theme. I think it's kind of like Ghostbusters, but it's not as frustrating in that, like, they kind of have the theme, they kind of have the art, they've got a lot, they check a lot of the right boxes, you know? It's just, you know, if they released and showed everything maybe a month from now, how much more excitement would carry on? Because when it was first shown, everybody went crazy. Oh my God, this thing is amazing looking and la la la. They didn't show us the display, you know, so maybe that'll be the crux of everything, but, you know, it's... Now they've shown everything, and it's shown that it needs some work, and I'm sure it'll get there. But I'm very optimistic about this one, so I'm excited, and hopefully you'll have one available to play nearby you. And yeah, we'll see how it shapes out. But till then, party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth!
It's Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time!